always trying to highlight all the good in our community here in the magazine. We've got two of tomorrow's leaders in the studio. They are seniors at Arcata High School and organizers of the Global Youth Climate Strike this morning at 10 a.m. in Arcata. Nigella Bauer and Jacqueline Opalak are here, and we're going to find out more about how these seniors took to the streets in solidarity with students all around the world to address climate change. Welcome to the studios, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's start with you, Nigella. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how this got organized, and then we'll find out from Jacqueline what happened out in the streets.
So initially I was kind of inspired by this girl named Greta Thunberg, who is a Swedish student and has stopped going to school to gain attention to the climate crisis that we're currently having. And she has called everyone to strike every Friday, all students. And then this national day was for people who maybe felt like they didn't want to strike every Friday, but still wanted to make their voices heard. And we decided to take that on because we feel like our community is really climate conscious, but the students and our school do need to be always educated about what we can do to help the climate crisis. So we're going to think about striking all day of school. And then we realized maybe that wasn't such a great idea. So this morning, we decided that we would educate people using QR codes, which are little codes that you scan with your phone. And we had people read all about what the march is, who Greta Thunberg is, the issues that are facing our climate right now, what we can do as teens to help. We registered voters because if you're 16 in California, you can pre-register. And a lot of the kids at our school aren't registered to vote. And we made homemade pins. That was a really fun time. We got the materials from scrap and we collaged over the pins to say our own slogans about how we feel about climate change. I don't know, Jacqueline,
t-shirts,
do you want to talk
about some great t-shirts?
Oh, yeah, we spray-painted t-shirts.
What do they say, your t-shirts?
They say, save Earth. We had a little team set up this morning to do the clipboarding, which was the handing out register forms for voting and giving people the QR codes. So we made shirts so that we would, like, stand out together.
Okay, Jacqueline Opalak, tell us what happened on the ground at the square at 10 a.m.
Yeah, so I counted about 220 students walking out of Arcata High School. I would estimate that there were probably around 300 people at the square because we were joined by NPA students, HSU students, and just community members. So we got to the plaza. There were speeches. Three Arcata High students spoke, one NPA student spoke, and Sophia Pereira spoke. And, sorry, an HSU student spoke as well.
Yeah, Sophia Pereira is a Arcata City Councilwoman.
Yes. Thank you. And it went really well. We had one student from Arcata High, Milo Mateer, and he was really pumped up and really got the crowd excited for what he had to say. So it was really inspiring to see all these people from the community and different schools kind of come together and really feel passionate about it, all in the square. And we set up a social media campaign on Instagram, and the handle was HS for Climate Action.
Say it again, HS for Climate Action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
AHS for
that's
climate
the
action.
Page.
AHS, Arcata High School.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Arcata High School for Climate Action.
And we had a team, we got a team of maybe 10 to 15 people to post on it. So we would take a picture, ask someone about why they walked out of class today, what they want to see changed in the community, in the world, what they want from political leaders, what they do to help the environment. And then we wrote their quote down in the caption and posted a picture. So we had some videos as well, and we ended up with a lot of entries. So that page is up and it's public.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool to document all these individual perspectives about climate change. I think it really kind of like highlighted that we're a bunch of individual people coming together to create to be a part of this really big global movement that's happening today. So that was really cool to kind of see that come together.
Yeah, I think it was really important to like hear from youth about what other youth are doing to help the crisis. And also youth love social media. So it was really great way to get everyone involved and like they see themselves on the page and they're like, oh, there's me.
Did you guys tell Greta you were doing this?
We registered it in the both the National Climate Strike website and the international. So people definitely know that it happened around the world. There, it happened in over 112 countries and thousands of cities.
Do we know how, are there any numbers in yet of how many students across the world did this?
Not that I've heard.
Yeah.
Because obviously due to time zones, everything is still coming in.
Right.
But I was looking online and just like every Munich, Glasgow, like everywhere really came out to show their support and to demand action.
Mm-hmm. And if you could leave the listeners with each maybe one thing they could do to support climate change, what would it be?
Yeah. Nigella? When we were reading yesterday, we learned that when you have appliances or like your phone charger plugged in and you're not using it, it actually still uses electricity. And if you just unplug those things, like when you're leaving the house, that's a really good way to save extra energy.
Yeah, like your lamps and your phone charger, people just leave unplugged into the wall. And we learned that the energy kind of just like keeps coming into it and it's a huge waste. So that's a really interesting thing that I didn't know.
At Arcata High, we're going to try to work to not sell reusable plastic, non-reusable plastics. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff on the list.
We're kind of like looking for how we could accomplish a compost campus. We're looking to download a web search browser called Ecosia, which is, it's kind of complicated, but it's environmentally aware. It's a system. There's a few ideas that people are tossing around and it definitely seems possible.
Yeah. Especially the momentum from today. I hope that it, like the energy stays strong and that everyone knows to do their part.
So will you do this again or was this just going to be, because I suppose there are some consequences that are going to happen.
We're not sure.
We're kind of thinking, cause this morning we had a lot of information available and you know, that was totally okay. Cause we weren't skipping class. So we're thinking we might continue doing that weekly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just new articles.
And maybe in your detention, you can write a special report about how the day went for you. And
it will be covered in our school newspaper. And
you did have support from the school as well. You had some people out there with you on their prep periods. And Okay, well, I really, really appreciate your wisdom and your brightness. You're both amazing young women. And congratulations for taking such a brave step towards the future of the planet for everyone. Tell us who you are.
My name is Nigella Bauer. Thank you so much for having us.
Mm-hmm. Jacqueline O'Black, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Come back again and give us a report and we'll post this on the website. All right, international youth taking action all over the world. Must have been really exciting.
Yeah,
it was cool.
In closing, please give us out that Instagram account one last time.
It is AHS for Climate Action. The word for, not the number. Come on to my house.